people, many ages from the time when God created the heavens and the earth, and humankind was formed in God's own image. Long after the great flood, when God made the rainbow shine forth as a sign of the covenant, 21 centuries from the time the promise was given to Abraham and Sarah, 13 centuries after Moses led the people of Israel out of Egypt and Miriam danced in freedom, 1,100 years from the time of Ruth and the Judges, 1,000 years from the anointing of David as king in fulfillment of the times and years and months and days discerned by the prophets. In the 194th Olympiad, the 752nd year from the foundation of the city of Rome, the 42nd year of the reign of Octavian Augustus, while the whole world enjoyed a span of peace, Jesus Christ, eternal and only begotten Son of God, desiring to sanctify the world by his most merciful coming, being conceived by the Holy Spirit and 9 months of growth in the womb of his mother Mary, now, in our times, is the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, God made flesh.
Thank you. grace of the Christ child, the refining fire of the Holy Spirit, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding be with you all. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. This we pray through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
The first lesson is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
Oh,
Second lesson is from the book of Titus, chapter 2. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of God, of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds.
Thank you. Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be baptized, to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. For you today is born in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find the child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among all whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were astounded and amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Be seated. Recently, there's been an ad on TV that actually made me smile, which, as it turns out, was probably the whole point of the commercial in the first place. Perhaps some of you saw this commercial as well and had a similar reaction. Three elderly women, all bundled up in their winter coats with scarves and hats, are sitting on a park bench side by side, and they're watching children sled downhill. You immediately get the sense that each one is longing for the good old days when they too were carefree youngsters enjoying a winter wonderland. Suddenly, one of the women leaves the other two and reappears carrying a box, which she places in the lap of one of her friends. The friend opens up the box, but the puzzled expression on her face conveys that she doesn't actually get what's inside, and she certainly doesn't have a clue what it's for. So her friend motions for the other two to follow her, and she takes them to the top of the hill where there are three sleds waiting for riders. She then demonstrates how the item she's given each one of them is to be placed on the sled to cushion their bottoms as they now slide down the hill. Not only cushion their bottoms, but probably protect their feeble bones. The scene that follows shows all three sledding downhill, flashing back to when they were young, to their younger selves, to a time when they were carefree and so full of life. Meanwhile, the children are standing by watching these three old women frolic in the snow. And finally, the camera pans to show the familiar logo, the one with a smile and an arrow, and the tagline appears, "Joy is shared." Have you seen that commercial? Well, this 21st century cyberspace retail giant, owned by one of the richest persons on the planet, certainly doesn't need me to plug his company for him. Nor, I assure you, is that my intention. Nevertheless, I have to say that his team of advertising geniuses sent consumer junkies like you and me a message that seems to fit well for this season and for this holy night where we've gathered once again to celebrate our dear Savior's birth. I say that because the advertisers got it right. Joy is meant to be shared. And so, having just read for us the familiar and beloved Christmas story as recorded by the gospel writer Luke, I'd like to invite you to do a bit of reminiscing with me as we contemplate how this message of great joy has been shared down through the ages, from generation to generation, and throughout our own lives. For truly, this story has brought tears to many an eye and smiles upon many a face. It's the word of and from God, delivered by an angel to the shepherds after Mary had delivered the Christ child. It is the gospel, the good news of great joy for all people. That is to say, the gospel, this good news of great joy, is a message for people of all times and all places. The Christmas story is a message of joy, and it is meant to be shared. Some 2,000 years after Luke first recorded the story of Jesus' birth, Charles Schulz captured this sentiment in the closing scene from Charlie Brown's Christmas. A disillusioned and discouraged Charlie Brown mournfully asks, "Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?" And Linus replies, "Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about." Linus quietly walks to the center of the stage and says, "Lights, please." He then delivers his famous monologue, right out of the gospel according to Luke. And there they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward all people." I think Linus got it right. That is what Christmas is all about. Those advertisers also got this one right. And certainly Luke, with his cast of unlikely characters, must have got it right as well. Otherwise, none of us would be here. And so I couldn't help but think that as we gather on this holy night, some among us would no doubt be reminiscing about the good old days when life seemed far less confusing and much, much simpler. The days past when our younger selves enjoyed the exhilarating wind rushing by as we sailed through life, living fully in the moment. Back to the time when in our childhood dreams, we only could envision all that lay before us and all that we could be, all that the future would hold. A time when having to navigate the ups and downs of life was unimaginable, and cushions needed to soften the harder places we would encounter completely unnecessary. That was then. And for many of us, time has marched on. So if this rings true for you, if it rings true for you that you're reminiscing about a simpler life, an easier time, a time when there was less turmoil in the world, a time when you saw before you a future filled with possibility, a time when you showed no fear. If that rings true for you, if you're reminiscing about the past, I hope that tonight you will pause long enough to share in the joy that comes to us as a baby in a manger. That baby, that child sent from God to us and to all people, is Christ the Lord. And so finally, I hope that the good news of Jesus Christ, of God coming to live among us full of grace and truth, I hope and pray that that brings a smile to your face and unbridled joy in your hearts. Because the gospel truth is, this good news of great joy is intended for all people, and it is meant to be shared. Let it be so. Amen. trusting in God's good news of great joy for all people, we offer our prayers for ourselves, our neighbors, and the whole world. Glory to you, O God, for the song of the angels proclaiming to the world Christ's holy birth. Give your church a joyful song to sing, that we might bring good news of peace and salvation to all people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Glory to you, O God, for the stars that shine in the depth of the night. Provoke awe in our hearts at the expansive mystery of the universe. Open us to find beauty in the clear darkness of night and in the first glimmers of dawn. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Glory to you, O God, for the child born to us who establishes a kingdom of justice and righteousness. Break bonds of oppression, bring reconciliation to nations at war, and establish peace from this time onward and forevermore. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Glory to you, O God, for Mary's loving care. Lead us to tend to one another in times of need, to share the comfort of your presence with all people, especially those who are alone or separated from loved ones. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Glory to you, O God, for the multitude of the heavenly host. We rejoice in the zeal of all your saints who have witnessed the appearing of your grace and who reveal to us your salvation for all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Abide with us, O God of mercy and grace, and receive our prayers according to your abundant love. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Christ child be with you always.
And also with you.
We now receive the Christmas offering. Thank you.
Let us pray. God with us, you came as a baby in a manger. You slept on straw and greeted shepherds. You come again in bread and wine. Remind us how good you are at blessing ordinary things. And then through these gifts, help us to bless the lives of others in the strength of your holy name. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, born of Mary, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. For distribution this morning, once the servers are in place, we'll invite you to come forward through the center aisle where you'll receive the bread in the form of a wafer and then intinct or dip it in the cup. The cup has red wine or white grape juice. We do have gluten-free wafers available. Let your server know if you need that. For those of you in the balcony, communion will be brought to you. This is Christ's meal, and it's Christ that bids you come. All are welcome at the Lord's table. the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in His grace. Amen. Let us pray. On this holy night, O God, you gave us the gift of the Christ child. As you sent the one foretold, send us now with good news for all people. Let the gladness of this feast have no end as we share with others the joy that fills us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Invite all who are able to stand for the benediction. May Christ, who by His incarnation has filled us with grace and truth, give you peace this Christmas and always. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Proclaim the good news. Thanks be to God.